Cost of coffee.
So, Kate Hoey, you've joined the protest that's been organised by the Octavia Hill Residents Association in the Cut today. Why is it important to have the right mix of shops in a street like the Cut?
There's a very vibrant community living around this street, which is very much a street full of entertainment with the Young Vic and the Old Vic and so on. But it's getting ridiculous now, where every shop that becomes vacant because people have had to leave because the rent's gone up is turning into a brand name Costa something or other. And I think we are wanting to say here today that we will oppose any change of use. Anyone who rents these shops, if they want to try and turn them from useful shops for local people, we will oppose that change of use. And we're also saying, really, you know, the council, if it really supports small businesses, has to recognise that you need a mix of small businesses. And what we're seeing now in the Cut is just ridiculous.
But aren't we just seeing played out here what's happened on high streets across the country? And is there really anything that can be done to stem the tide?
The council can change and zone the street to saying that they're not going to allow any more premises that are allowing the same kinds of chain shops. Why do we need, you know, 20 coffee shops in this street? It is quite ridiculous. When we need a shop like this one that's going to close down, and we needed a laundrette. And the rents keep going up because the owners know that they will get away with letting the council will give them change of use.
And we've got councillors and residents from across the Lambeth and Southwark divide here today, and a big turnout. What do you think that this gathering shows about how people feel about?
Well, I think it shows, first of all, there's a great community in North Lambeth and North Southwark around Waterloo, and of course we've got that with the South Bank Forum. And it shows also that people more and more are not just sitting back and saying, well, you know, that's the way things are going, we have to let this happen. They're actually prepared to come out and show and protest. And, you know, we can't win everything, but I think this is just a little beginning of a real fight back about the exploitation of people by the rents going up and up and up. And we haven't, you know, we put up with one or two shops moving, but I think this one closing was the last straw. Yeah.